Now I would like to talk to you folks a little bit here today, and would like for this to listen be close to what I'm going to tell you. Back in the early days of bluegrass music, we started, you know, and down in the Carolinas and moved to the Grand Ole Opry there. And so a little bit later on, a little later on, I decided if I added a five-string banjo to my music, it would give it a country old-time style of picking and singing like they used to back on the farms. They would hear the banjo, and the banjo could help me keep time with the music that I wanted to play. The first man that picked for me, he was from the state of Kentucky. His name was String Beans. His real name was Dave Aitken. On down through the years of bluegrass music, there's been many different banjo players that played for me. But the second man that went to work for me on the Grand Ole Opry, he was 19 years old then. And he was from the state of North Carolina, and he was really ready with that five-string banjo, and bluegrass music was wonderful for him to play. Numbers like Molly and Tin Books were right down his alley, and it was right for the people that listened to my music and could hear the five-string banjo. And the fiddle worked in fine right there. The both of them worked together fine. So now, the reunion here with this gentleman to come out and join in with me and the Bluegrass Boys and do about four numbers, Earl Scruggs. Make him welcome again.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. When Bill told you I went to work with him in 1945, it was one of the most exciting times in my life. It really hit my hold hard. He really had a collection of tunes that I just can't describe how they were. So it's been about 31 years since we've done this, so bear with us and we'll try to do a few things.
All right, this really gives me a wonderful feeling here, and the people has been waiting for this here. This people has really come a long ways here to be here, just to get to see Earl Scruggs, and I do hope that you're going to enjoy playing here with me and the Bluegrass Boys.